AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A 22-year-old woman and two brothers have been arrested following the shooting deaths of two Hattiesburg, Mississippi police officers. Warren Strain is a spokesman for the State Department of Public Safety.
Two people have been charged with two counts of capital murder. One person has been charged with accessory after the fact of capital murder.
Strain says Joni Calloway and 29-year-old Marvin Banks are both charged with murder, while 26-year-old Curtis Banks is charged as an accessory. Investigators are trying to figure out what led to the shooting deaths of officers Benjamin Dean and LaCorey Tate during a traffic stop last night. It could be another severe weather day in North Texas. Thunderstorms rumbled all night into this morning after tornadoes touched down early yesterday evening. One person is known dead after a twister cut a five-mile path through ranches and farms near Cisco, Texas. Eastland County Judge Rex Field.
Destroyed several homes, damaged many others. At least one fatality has resulted from this tornado. We believe at this point that there are some other injuries.
From Colorado through Wyoming, the Nebraska Panhandle, and the Dakotas, it's snow. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan.
We've got a storm system, a late-season winter storm that's bringing some significant snows to parts of the Rockies, all the way up into the northern plains.
And both North and South Carolina are feeling the effects of Tropical Storm Anna. David Ray, who lives in Little River, South Carolina, says this early storm does cause some concern.
Yeah, this is early. Usually this doesn't start until September, October. So I hope that's not a prerequisite of what's going to happen for the year.
The National Hurricane Center says Anna will bring up to 3 inches of rain, high seas, and winds of some 45 miles per hour to the Carolina coasts. This is AP Radio News. First Lady Michelle Obama delivers a commencement address to graduates at historically black Tuskegee University.
Mrs. Obama's advice, be true to yourself. She warned the road ahead is not going to be easy.
It never is, especially for folks like you and me. Because while we've come so far, the truth is that those age-old problems are stubborn, and they haven't fully gone away.
Those age-old problems are discrimination and race.
My husband and I know how frustrating that experience can be.
The First Lady says frustration, like what has been seen in Baltimore and Ferguson, Missouri, is not an excuse to give in to despair and anger. I'm Ed Donahue.
In the NBA playoffs, the Washington Wizards up 2-1 in their series, with the Atlanta Hawks winning 103-101 on a last-second shot by Paul Pierce. Memphis has a 2-1 edge over Golden State, the Grizzlies beating the Warriors 99-89. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.